Joined by the head coach of the Whitecourt Wolverines in town to take on the Olds Grizzlies tonight. This is Sean Martin. Sean, the start to the season here so far through 10 games. Your sample size a little small there, but 6-3-0-1 thus far. Your thoughts on your start?
Yeah, it's been okay. You know, like a lot of new faces. Obviously, with guys graduating and guys, you know, taking off to other leagues and that type of thing, it was a lot of new bodies. But I think our organization's done a good job of bringing some good talented players in, and they're still in the mode of trying to figure each other all out. But I think when it's all said and done, we have a heck of a team here.
Yeah, and what do you have in terms of experience brought forward from last year and that trip to the finals?
Well, we only have five guys back, so that it's thin. But we were able to add, you know, a couple guys out of Major Junior, Dwayne Jean, and you know, from the Red River Rebels, and Joey Vitrano from Quebec, and then obviously able to add Ewan McPherson, who spent a lot of time with Spruce Grove, Dylan Ruptash, and obviously a starting goalie Zach Onescu, you know, another Spruce Grove guy. You know, Spruce Grove and Whitecourt had a big rivalry, so it's good that we got those guys to switch jerseys, and you know, we got a lot of veteran leadership with them.
Yeah, and talk a little bit more about Zach, and his presence has obviously been a large part of your first 10 games here, and how much do you feel comfortable playing him, you know, in a majority of the game's role?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that started in our league, you know, young and had some, you know, injury issues, but has been healthy and, you know, has found a lot of, you know, drive and zest for the game, and has been very good to start.
Excellent. When you look around and see, you know, the Olds Grizzlies with six wins as well through 10 games so far this season, obviously some crossover and chances to look at other teams during the showcase in Calgary last month. Your early thoughts on what you're seeing in Olds this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously I've just seen them on video, so, you know, I think it's been a little bit of an up and down. They've had some really good games, and then they've had a couple where they've took her on the chin. So, you know, I think, again, probably a lot of new faces, new coaching staff. And but anyway, you know, six wins through 10 is a good start, so hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, and obviously last season the Grizzlies sent one of their hometown kids in Kyle Veneman up there with you guys. So how did Kyle do down the stretch in Whitecourt last year helping you guys on your playoff run?
Yeah, he was great. You know, he fit into our style of play. He's a fast skater. You know, we had to work on some defensive things with him, but he was a very good player for us. He's a great kid, and, you know, he got banged up late in the playoffs, and we felt that. You know, it was, you know, a healthy Kyle Veneman, I think, would have helped us push that series a lot longer. So, you know, other than that, he fit in with our group great, and wish him the best of luck at Nate.
Excellent. And the last one for you, obviously some changes for the league with the Devon Extreme coming in here, and six in the north and six in the south in a 12-team league. And now your early thoughts on how the AJHL is looking this season through the showcase weekend in Calgary, and obviously looking to the end of the year where, you know, one of the teams from this league will have a chance with Calgary to be in the Centennial Cup.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at past years, you know, that have been in the league, you know, is there a Brooks Bandits? Probably no. And, you know, that's not an insult to anyone. That's just the program that they had built there, and even some of the teams that I think Spruce Grove had. But there's probably five or six pretty competitive teams in this league right now, and I think obviously it's a long season of 54 games, but after that's done, I anticipate some all-time great playoff series here to get to, you know, the AJHL final, and then hopefully the Centennial Cup.
Excellent. We'll keep it going, Sean. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks. Have a good one.